And this is Bob Siegel. So, you'd like to believe in God, but you have a problem with organized religion. Well, be of good cheer, so does God. Climb on board God's bandwagon and stop fighting with him because he agrees with you, at least to some degree. No, God does not have a problem with the concept of people organizing in his name, but he does have a problem with some of the things these organizations say and do in his name. Imagine if God became a man and visited our world. He already did once. Maybe you heard about it. They told him to quit acting so high and mighty. Then they killed him. Don't worry, he came back to life, but that's a different story. Okay, so imagine he does it again. Imagine he visits our world in our day, in our time. What would happen? Well, aside from Mel Gibson making a second movie, half of our churches would probably kick him out. 3/4 of our professing Christians would probably fail to recognize him. Oh, I'm sure a few people would recognize him for who he really was, but nobody would recognize him more quickly than my observant co-host, Sharon Cashard. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you. I hope I would. I sometimes have doubts about that.
I think you would. Well, you know, in the Bible, Sharon, there were a couple of women meandering at the bottom of the cross, a couple of men, too. You'd have probably been one of them.
At the bottom of the cross?
At the bottom of the cross, looking up at him while all the other sniveling cowards were out fighting.
Listen.
I don't know where I'd be. I'd probably be one of the sniveling cowards before the Holy Spirit. But in the book of Acts, I'd be out there defending God with the Holy Spirit, I think. What do I know? I may have delusions. Well, you may have some delusions or objections of your own to organized religion, so give us a call at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170, and we will talk in detail about organized religion. But first, the highlights of this week's news. Coming up today on the show, Representative Kurt Weldon, a Republican from Pennsylvania, member of the House Armed Services Committee and the Homeland Security Committee, claims that a military intelligence unit known as Able Danger identified none other than Mohammed Atta and 3 other hijackers as likely members of a terror cell in this country as early as the year 1999. Mohammed Atta was named by the FBI as the suicide pilot of the first plane to crash into the World Trade Center during the September 11 terrorist attacks, and he is now believed to have actually been the leader and organizer of those attacks. Able Danger wanted to turn this information over to the FBI back in the year 2000, Weldon said, so that they could bring that cell in and take out the terrorists. Weldon claims that Pentagon lawyers, here's a big surprise, lawyers rejected the recommendation because Atta and the others were in the country legally on visas and therefore they could not be investigated. You can investigate a citizen, but if somebody else is here on a visa, well, it's not inclusive or politically correct to investigate them. And he also claims, this part is chilling, that these findings had been hidden from 9/11 Commission members. Folks, I'll bet you didn't hear much about this small, obscure story in the news this week. You may have heard about it here or there, but I'll bet you didn't hear about it a lot. Oh, you heard about Natalie Holloway, not because there's been any news about her for the last 2 months, but because ratings are showing that people like hearing about the latest non-development in the Natalie Holloway story. And you probably heard about the grieving mother, Cindy Sheehan, who wants George Bush to not only express sympathy for the loss of her son in Iraq, which Bush already did with her in person, I should say, but to also put on sackcloth and ashes and promise to bring all of our soldiers home, turning Iraq over to some of the most evil cutthroats since Attila and the Huns crashed their first surfer party. And you probably heard Ted Kennedy say something mean and nasty about George Bush again. I didn't actually catch him saying anything this week, by faith, I'll just assume that he said something mean and nasty because, well, why should this week be different from any other? Or as Kennedy would put it, why should this week be different from any other? Yes, you heard all kinds of things on the news, but little, if nothing, about spies, ready to crack down and arrest a terrorist cell forbidden because of those wonderful politically correct policies. Now, there is another story that is newsworthy, sad and pathetic, but newsworthy. The pro-abortion organization NARAL aired the most irresponsible ad I have ever seen, in which they claim that John Roberts, Supreme Court nominee, once defended the bombing of an abortion clinic. John Roberts, of course, did no such thing. And liberal pundits asked about this blatant lie had to say things like, well, he defended Operation Rescue, and that's just as bad. No, that is not just as bad, because Operation Rescue, whatever you want to believe about Operation Rescue, they never condoned violence of any kind. Just a flat-out lie. Look, not all conservatives like John Roberts. I myself am unsure about him. Conservative appointments to the Supreme Court in the past have often disappointed us. Who knows what this guy will do if he gets appointed, but we do know he never condemned the bombing of an abortion clinic, and those who say he did should be charged with slander and locked up. I'm sorry, but I'm so tired of these lies. They ought to just lock up the liars. Anyway, the story is newsworthy, but not as newsworthy as the one that people are ignoring. As I mentioned, the Al-Qaeda cell responsible for hijacking the planes was about to be exposed, but Pentagon lawyers forbade it. Another reason for the Pentagon lawyers' actions, according to Congressman Weldon, was a pre-September 11 rule that prevented the FBI and U.S. spy agencies from sharing intelligence. Sharon, I guess before a nation can see the wisdom of sharing intelligence, they have to have a little intelligence of their own and use their heads. Now, Weldon's been talking about this for several months. He first made his allegations in June on the Congress floor. Now, if he had made that speech instead of at the Capitol from Aruba with Greta Van Susteren, many more people would have noticed it. But this issue did heat up on Monday after a news story ran the bi-monthly Government Security News, which covers national security matters. And Weldon says this, I'm quoting him, "Let's put the intelligence folks under oath and let them be cross-examined, and let's put the staffers on the 9/11 commission under oath, and let those under oath tell us the information they gave." Sharon, when I first heard the story this week, I figured that in no time at all, the Democrats and the media would find a way to shift the blame from the Clinton administration that it happened under to the Bush administration. I'm very surprised because that hasn't happened yet, but I also felt this way a year ago during last year's hurricane when it came to Florida. I even made a joke about it to my friends. I said, just watch, they'll blame this hurricane on George Bush. It may be a natural disaster, but they'll find a way to blame it on George Bush. Well, they did. And here's the explanation. I kid you not. I make this up not. You see, the hurricane was the result of global warming, and Bush's careless anti-environment policies made global warming worse. Well, Sharon, I am starting to feel sorry for our liberal friends. It must take a lot of time and energy and mental gymnastics to blame absolutely everything on George Bush. So to help them, that's right, it's time for our George Bush update. Today on the George Bush Update, the top 10 things you can blame on the president, even when they're a stretch. Going in the David Letterman fashion from number 10 to number 1. 10, you mail a letter and it gets returned to you because you forgot to put on a stamp. Now, what does this have to do with George Bush? Well, each of these, of course, comes with an explanation because it's going to be hard to make the connection at first. You were forgetful because you were understandably distracted, thinking about the horrible policies of George Bush. Well, anything, the war, anything, George Bush. Number 9, your kid fails his oral reading test in school and is unable to pronounce his words correctly. Mm-hmm. Can you guess the correlation here?
Sure. No Child Left Behind is failing miserably.
Oh, well, that's a good one, too. But actually, the explanation in this case is the kid was just mimicking the president because he overstudied over his speeches. I might have given too much to the Democrats on that one. Okay. Well, I'm a Democrat myself. I should give a little bit to the Democrats once in a while.
Even I wish I you would stop saying that you're
a
Democrat.
I don't like them as much as I used to.
Before I die, I'm going to convert you to a Republican.
Well, I'm kind of a Republican at heart, but I like the title Democrat because I can say things like, number 8, the local grocery store was robbed. Explanation, the crook was probably unemployed and needed to feed his family, and he would have been employed if not for...
the Bush administration.
George Bush. Okay.
But wait, do you know, you have to know this. Right now, the unemployment is the lowest it's ever been in the history of the United
Sharon,
States.
Don't confuse our listeners with the truth and with facts. When people are talking about George Bush, they never use facts. Okay, the next one. This one will really seem like a stretch. Your car gets a flat tire. Explanation, well, Sharon, you know, rubber does come from trees.
Okay.
A certain kind of
tree.
Oh,
okay.
And the tree was cut down by imperialist lumberjacks. We're getting closer. The rubber in the tire couldn't perform its function properly because rubber was never meant to exist in a tire in the first place and only exists in the tire due to the evil, rich companies who do the bidding of
George Bush.
Number 6, your girlfriend broke up with you. Why did she break up with you? Because you watched too many of those violent, macho action movies, and these movies remind her of
George Bush.
Number 5, I like this one. Your computer gets a virus. Explanation, well, recall your history. It was Al Gore who invented the internet.
Right.
Not George Bush. Had Al Gore been made president, computer viruses would have been done away with by now. Had I been made president, the viruses would be done away with by now. Number 4. Going to be hard to see the connection of this one. I love to go to 7-Eleven and get a Slurpee. But you know when you get those Slurpees and the Coke runs out of it right away and you just got this glass of ice and you really feel ripped off? Well, that's too much wasted electric energy on refrigeration because we have an energy crisis, which we wouldn't have if it weren't for... George Bush.
That's a real stretch.
Well, people do stretch them, so I'm helping them here. Number 3, on cable television, the channel TV Land on your set starts coming in better than the channel Bravo. Well, as you know, Bravo shows those liberal Hollywood movies and TV shows like The West Wing, which are very liberal, whereas TV Land shows unrealistic family programming like Leave It to Beaver, two-parent families where the dad knew best and the parents actually get along, and we know how naive that is, so this is no coincidence. Probably the Bush administration and the FCC have a conspiracy to ban channels like Bravo and promote those unrealistic shows like TV Land. And that's the correlation to George Bush. Number 2, everybody knows that the price of gasoline has gone up. It's gone up because we're in Iraq, where we can steal their oil. Of course, if we really had stolen their oil, the price of gas would have gone down.
Not only that, do you know how much percentage of oil we get from the Middle East?
As Johnny Carson would say, I don't know.
I
do not know that. What, Sharon?
30%.
Wow.
70% comes from elsewhere, United States, Canada, Mexico,
well, you know,
Venezuela.
That's an interesting idea, Sharon, but it doesn't really matter because what people are thinking is, well, we haven't taken it yet, but we might take it someday, and that's made the Arab world nervous, and that's why the price of gas has gone up. It's because of George Bush. And the number one stretch, people are coming across our borders, and our government won't do anything about it. Well, everybody, I hate to say this, but no joke. All joking put aside, this one you really can blame on George Bush. Just wanted you to know that even though I support him a lot on this program, I'm not going to support him when he's in the wrong, and he's in the wrong on this. His amnesty plan might be debatable, but that we're not putting more security on the borders after 9/11, it's just there's no way to stretch or justify that one. So I threw a real bone to the Democrats. Of course, the Democrats don't want the borders patrolled either, so I don't know how much of a bone that I threw them. Well, that's our George Bush update. We'll have another update when we meet again.
When we get back from the commercial break, Bob, we have a special treat for all you out there. We have about a minute or so that we're going to play of a cartoon called Superhero for Choice, and it's a Planned Parenthood cartoon.
A Planned Parenthood cartoon. Would you ever have thought you would live to see the day? Well, you will live to see the day if you could hang on for just 1 minute. We'll be back and call us in with your views, 1-888-344-1170. You're listening to The Bob Siegel Show.